Outgoing Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says she'll work to ensure a smooth transition and has pledged support for President Trump's border mission.
The president has decided that the physical border is going to be the spotlight for his immigration policy right now.
But her resignation could still present challenges for the administration's immigration policies. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to our main story on Kirstjen Nielsen's resignation, here are some other top stories we're following. Another high-profile departure from the Trump administration. The White House says U.S. Secret Service Director Randolph Ahlis is leaving his post and will be replaced by Secret Service Agent James Murray next month. The move comes after the arrest last week of a woman who entered the president's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The Secret Service is overseen by Kirstjen Nielsen, who resigned as Secretary of Homeland Security on Sunday. For full coverage of the high-profile departures, head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. The U.S. has designated Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as a foreign terrorist organization. It's the first time an element of a foreign state has officially been designated a terrorist entity. The move is designed to put additional pressure on Tehran. Iran responded Monday by designating U.S. military forces in the region a terror group. 13 parents, including actress Felicity Huffman and one coach, have agreed to plead guilty for their roles in a wide-ranging college admissions cheating scandal. The parents have agreed to plead guilty to one felony count of conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services fraud. Earlier Monday, married couple Bruce and Davina Isaacson agreed to plead guilty and become cooperating witnesses. A total of 50 people, including 33 parents, were charged in the scheme last month. Saudi oil giant Aramco has won about $60 billion of orders for its debut bond sale. That's far more than the targeted $10 billion. The sale is expected to close Tuesday. Just last week, newly revealed details showed Aramco tops Apple as the world's most profitable company with $111 billion in net income. Aramco is expected to list publicly by the year 2021. Kirstjen Nielsen's resignation as Homeland Security Secretary over the weekend presents new challenges to the Trump administration's immigration policies. Joining me now with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Alicia Caldwell. Alicia, many people know Nielsen from her adamant defense of the administration's family separation policy, and she was really the public face of defense for that highly controversial policy.
She was. She stood in front of many a camera and defended it as a necessary option that no group of immigrants crossing the border illegally would be immune to facing prosecution, save for, of course, kids. But that ultimately meant that parents would be prosecuted. And in order to do that, according to the department at the time anyway, you had to separate the child from the parent and send the parent off to criminal court and the child off to the Department of Health and Human Services, the agency responsible for managing or dealing with unaccompanied immigrant children.
And Alicia, before her resignation on Sunday, there were bumps in the road for the relationship between Nielsen and President Trump. Now, looking forward, what are the challenges ahead for President Trump's immigration policies?
That's a good question. You know, at this stage, he's named the individual he wants to be the acting secretary, the Customs and Border Protection Commissioner, Kevin McAleenan. But there's some obstacles there, including whether or not he can actually take that post because of some rules regarding sort of order of ascension and who gets to be what when a department head leaves. But there's more upheaval and turmoil to come because Congress has to act, at least according to the administration and a number of immigration experts I've spoken to, that, you know, really there's not a lot of good options. And a lot of the things that the administration has tried have been knocked down in court. Family separation. Right now they're sending some migrants, including families, back to Mexico to wait for their immigration proceedings to be completed in the U.S. and have them wait in Mexico. That's being litigated as we speak, and a ruling on that case could come any day now. So lots of upheaval, lots of turmoil yet to come. And Congress has yet to express any significant interest in overhauling the laws. There's lots of talk from lots of members of Congress on both sides about something needs to be done or we should do this or that, but very little has actually come to fruition. And by very little, I mean nothing. There's been no change to immigration law in any significant manner, really, since the Clinton administration.
President Trump had also signaled that he wanted to go in a tougher direction. What can you tell us about Kevin McAleenan?
So Kevin McAleenan is a career Customs and Border Protection official. He started with the agency back when it was U.S. Customs under the Department of Treasury, shortly after the September 11 terrorist attacks. He'd wanted to join the FBI prior to that, in fact, filled out the application the night of September 11th, and then was recruited to U.S. Customs and helped oversee the transition to the Department of Homeland Security after it was created in 2003, or actually stood up. I can't say that my experience with him suggests that he's tougher, per se. He's got a lot of obstacles in his way, not the least of which are all these court rulings and a lack of action from Congress. Remember that CBP, which includes the Border Patrol, has been getting a lot of funding over the last two decades since really the September 11th terrorist attacks. The agency has bolstered its ranks in Border Patrol and made some improvements at the ports of entry. They say there's still a long way to go, but they have more than doubled the agency since 2001, really in the midst of the latter half of the Bush administration is when all that hiring happened. But they're still down, a number of agents, about 2,000 agents, I believe, and hoping to hire even more beyond just filling its ranks as it sits now. And then on the Customs and Border Protection side, the guys at the ports of entry, lots of room, they say, for more hiring and more facilities and so on. And, they're having to take from those positions right now. They're having to move customs agents, or customs officers, rather, who normally work at the port of entry, to the border to help the Border Patrol with processing. So he's got a lot of obstacles in his way. It's a daunting task for anyone, but he certainly comes with experience from the border. And I think what you're seeing is, the president has decided that the physical border is going to be the spotlight for his immigration policy right now. Everything he's doing, at least from afar, seems to be pointing the spotlight directly at the border.
Wall Street Journal reporter Alicia Caldwell joining me via Skype. Thank you so much, Alicia.
Thank you.
And now some more headlines from the Wall Street Journal. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the number of measles cases in the U.S. has risen to 465 so far this year, with cases in 19 states. Most of those are tied to an outbreak in New York City that began last fall. 70 new cases were reported by the CDC this week, and officials say 60 of them were connected to the New York City outbreak. Private equity firm Great Hill Partners is acquiring Gizmodo Media Group, which includes the sites Jezebel, The Onion, Deadspin, and Lifehacker. Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Mullen says several digital media companies have been struggling to grow their revenue sources.
Companies like Alphabet Inc.'s Google, Facebook, and Amazon are sucking up a huge proportion of the advertising spend, especially in digital media. And so a lot of these companies, Vox Media, BuzzFeed, even Gizmodo Media Group, they're really trying to figure out how they can get revenue from new and interesting places like events, subscriptions, and e-commerce is another big one.
Great Hill Partners is acquiring Gizmodo from Univision, which paid $135 million to acquire most of the group's properties in 2016. It's believed Great Hill Partners spent far less.
Previous owner Univision spent a lot of money on the sites. They really invested, and they even entered into a joint venture with Disney as part of a cable network. And so it's unclear whether or not this private equity firm will be willing and patient to spend enough money to grow the sites. So I think we just have to wait and find out.
James Spanfeller, the former chief executive at Forbes.com, will become the chief executive of a new company created from Gizmodo's assets. A newborn polar bear cub at the Berlin Zoo is getting some attention for being named after an unloved local soccer team. Baby Hertha was born late last year, and her name has caused quite a stir locally. The soccer club Hertha BSC has struggled to expand its fan base due to a lack of championships. If you're looking for a U.S. comparison, Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Germano writes that it's as if Disney had named Bambi after the New York Knicks. And finally, we're trying out a new format here at What's News. Let us know what you think by sending an email to whatsnews, all one word, at wsj.com. And thanks for listening. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal.